the Premier League on OTB.
Here's Marcus Rashford, back to Shaw again, left footed shot, low, and he scores! Luke Shaw makes it 2-0 to Manchester United.
The very best expert analysis on your phone and for free. Download the OTB Sports app now.
You're very welcome back to Off the Ball on this Sunday. Will O'Callaghan in for Joe. We'll be talking to Kieran McGeary, the vice-captain of the Tyrone team, in a few minutes' time. They're in the midst of their homecoming in Omagh currently after winning their fourth All-Ireland title at Croke Park yesterday afternoon, defeating Mayo in the end by 2 goals and 14 points to 15 points. Now, for Mayo, again, the pain goes on for them. 11 All-Ireland finals now that they've gone to since 1989 and not bringing back the Sam Maguire after any of them. We've joined now by Declan Bogue, GA writer and also All-Ireland winning manager with Galway in 1998 and 2001, John O'Mahony of Mayo and a former Mayo boss as well. John, if I can start with you on this one, we've been talking about Mayo's performance, or maybe a lack of performance, compared to where they were in the second half of the Galway and Dublin games in the Connacht final and in the semi-final. Was there any particular reason that Mayo were so flat in that third quarter, particularly yesterday, John?
I don't really know, but it happened like that. I mean, it was their strong points in the Galway game when they came from 5 points down at halftime to really, you know, pull the trigger in that period, and the winning of the game. Similarly against Dublin, when we felt that they couldn't give a 6 point lead to Dublin and they took it back. But yesterday, you know, the first half, I suppose, was so cagey on both teams' half, you know, behalfs. No one wanted to make a mistake, but you always felt a little bit, you know, that Tyrone were probably the more cohesive unit. And I think they didn't take off in that period, the third quarter, because I don't think Tyrone, you know, they won the individual battles, like players that had done it for us in those instances in the other games that we talk about, Matthew Rowan, Paddy Durkin coming from the back. You know, they were both well marshalled yesterday, and we thought going into the game we'd have an edge in the middle of the field, but it turned out the other way. So, you know, it just look at the Sam Maguire rests where it deserves to rest, basically, when you look at that second half, because not only, you know, did they pull the trigger on the field, Tyrone, they pulled it off the field as well on the sideline, because, you know, both Cathal McShane in particular and Darragh Canavan made a huge difference when they came in. And I suppose everyone expected that, but to do it two games in a row for McShane was superb. But you know, when you look at Tyrone, they had the ruthlessness, they had the cohesion, they had the telepathic understanding, and you know, Mayo created a few goal chances, but didn't take them. Tyrone did take them, and I suppose the missed penalty was the changing of the game, especially what happened after that then, you know, when Tyrone got their two goals.
It's a real sliding door moment, and it has been the case, John, in many All-Ireland finals where a penalty gets missed, it gives the other team a boost, and in Tyrone's case, straight away, they punish that mistake of the missed penalty by putting the ball into the net at the far end themselves, and where they could potentially have been 1 point down, they gave themselves a huge lead then to hold on to for the rest of the game. The game seemed to entirely swing in that couple of minutes.
It did, really, because, you know, as you said, it would have put Mayo into the lead. It would be game on, if you like, in many respects. Instead of that, it was the miss. And that's like Ryan O'Donoghue contributed hugely from a lot of placed balls, and he started the game very strongly. But that particular miss combined with Tyrone's substitution and the goals made the difference, and that's really why we're talking about Tyrone as All-Ireland champions this morning, or this afternoon, you know, because that's where the laurels rest and that's where they deserve to rest. But it's another harsh lesson for Mayo, that, you know, had done an awful lot right as the year went on, but yesterday just came up short once more.
Declan, I was watching you on OTBM earlier this week with Owen Sheehan in Tyrone, and you were confident that the Red Hand could spring this and get the victory against Mayo, despite a lot of people around the country feeling that Mayo, having dethroned Dublin in the semi-final, were going to go on and win this final. It's an excellent performance from Tyrone yesterday with the control that they exerted throughout the game. And to have won an All-Ireland title now, having beaten the last three Ulster champions, having overcome a very fancied Kerry team in the semi-final, and then beating Mayo in the final, that's a hell of a first year beyond Mickey Hart from Tyrone.
Yeah, and completely unprecedented, really. I mean, everyone would have said, right, okay, we've got this Tyrone team, and probably not that far away, but needed to have it both a change of philosophy, a change of structure, a change of management. And really what you were looking at was, you say, well, Logan and Doher need, I know it's probably gone by the wayside now and you never see it again, but you needed five games in the McKenna Cup and seven full league matches and travelling all over the country and experiencing different styles of football, and you wanted to find out what made boys tick, how you get the juices flowing with certain boys, what motivates, you know, different players. They got none of that. And like, they didn't do any training over lockdown. Like, they must be, I don't know, one of the very, very few counties that didn't actually train in any sense over lockdown, and then they were struck by COVID, and like, it's just insane, it's just off the charts. And I wouldn't put anything past Fergal Logan and Brian Doher for their will to win and their ability and their intelligence. Like, you know, there are people that come and go in these jobs, like, and what they work at in their ordinary lives and all the rest, like, it just marks them apart. You know, Fergal Logan just deals with people of every caste and every kind of level all day long, every day. And Brian Doher and his own work as a vet, you know, chief veterinary officer in the north, in that main council. Like, so, like, you know, are they ahead of schedule? That's not how they would have saw it. Fergal Logan still had a great deal of hurt from that 1995 final that he needed erased. And, you know, as the year went on, there was little bits and pieces where you saw Michael Murphy misses a penalty. Michael Murphy gets sent off minutes after. Like, your luck's in. Your luck is in there, like, you know, in that game. And then Monaghan came with a massive charge and Tyrone just held out by a point. Kerry come, and two goals that happened, well, especially the second one, was a freak. And, like, you know, Tyrone will acknowledge that, like, Jack Barry swinging a lazy leg at a shot that was actually going short was a freak, and then Conor McKenna is there on the end and has the composure to steer into the goal. But there was nothing kind of undeserved or freakish about yesterday. They completely deserved it. Just so many of their players who were sort of ticking along at 7 out of 10 all year suddenly became eights, and like a midfield that were unheralded and not really talked about and taken off in all the games. And fair enough, Brian McKenna was taken off again, but they exploded. They had their best ever game for Tyrone in All-Ireland final. And you know what, and John will tell you the same, like, if you get a certain amount of players to do that on the final, then you're halfway home.
I want to ask you both about Niall Morgan's performance as a goalkeeper. John, I'll start with you, because there was always this narrative that Stephen Cluckson had changed the role of goalkeeper with his distribution and his kickouts and effectively how important a player he was to start everything for Dublin. Tyrone used him like a sweeper keeper yesterday. He spent so much time coming up the field. His kickouts mixed it around. They were so accurate during the game. A goalkeeper who didn't have to make that many saves during the game still played such a key role in how a team won an All-Ireland final.
Absolutely, and he played a key role all season. I mean, he further evolved the role of goalkeeper, particularly in the Ulster final when he started taking up, closing the positions that Rory Beggan was kicking the long kick out to. He was the person that dissuaded Beggan from sending. You know, there was a big area. Obviously, Monaghan were creating an area where the ball would be put into, and who was in the, rushing out to the middle of that was Niall Morgan. So that was something. Cluckson never got involved in that kind of situation, but it was a winning situation. Yesterday, you could argue that Niall Morgan had a very good game in the full back line as well, because that was the you know, there was one stage there. It was early in the second half, possibly, or maybe it was in the first half, where he came for a ball, and if he hesitated, he'd have lasted because there was three Mayo players around the place. So, and he cleared it, got out past them, and sent a long ball down. It created a serious, maybe McCurry's chance.
Yeah, it was McCurry's. That was late in the first half.
So it was in the end of the first half. So that was you could see in the stadium that lifting the Tyrone crowd. So he has played a unique part, and then obviously his scoring, and you know that makes a difference. And Robbie Hindley made some very good saves yesterday, but he was caught in no man's land for the McShane goal.
Should he have come out, John? Because my instinct was, when I was watching the game, it was hanging in the air for so long, you'd want your goalkeeper to do one of two things: either stay on the line and make yourself difficult to beat, or you clear it.
You have it in one, and if he came out, he needed to take man, ball and all with him, without causing a penalty. But he did neither. I mean, if you think about it, that was the similar position that Bernard Brogan flicked a goal in 2013 final, just before half time in that case, which was very similar to that. So look at it now. Hindley made a great save from McCurry, maybe, who should have done better with it. I'm not sure, but that particular one was an issue. But it was made by the wing forward for Tyrone, Conor Myler. I mean, he did a brilliant job yesterday in containing, if you like, Patrick Durkin's runs up the field. But it didn't take from precision balls that he laid on like that one, which was brilliant for McShane. And you know, again, the winning of the All-Ireland, the way that Tyrone changed their tactics the minute McShane came onto the field, they sent beautiful high balls in from his point of view. Oisin Mullen was the marker there, who was a tremendous player for Mayo, but the height levels weren't comparable, and that made it. So all of those things contributed. So, you know, that's the difference in winning and losing at the end of the day. And there it is. But, you know, Tyrone, obviously, what changed their season? There was a lot of talk about their game in Tralee when they went in, new management, that they were going to change up, have a totally attacking style. Obviously, they took a lot of learning from the Kerry game, where they needed to change their attacking style and to introduce it without exposing themselves at the back. And the solving of the problems they had in Tralee won the All-Ireland for them eventually.
Gentlemen, thanks a million for joining us on Off the Ball Week.